It's Sky Radio in the afternoon, Monday.
It means it's time for the Punday game.
Fionnuala, this is the setup. What is the punchline? What do you call a nervous javelin thrower?
Well, I'm going to guess someone who didn't win a medal at the Olympics.
No. Well, that would be true. But you call them Shakespeare. Shakespeare. Oh, Caitlin, well done to you. Oh. Fionnuala didn't like it. But
yeah,
you knew
I can't even. Yeah, I can't summon up the pity laugh for that. I'm sorry. I feel it's going to be a Monday of pity laughs because you don't like my jokes at the best of times, and this week I'm not too confident about what I'm presenting to you.
But, okay.
Oh, did you hear about the frog who got his DNA tested, Dave?
I did actually. You know.
Did you?
Yeah. Will I I did.
What did you find out about the frog who got his DNA test?
I found out about the frog that got his DNA test. He's part English, he's part Irish, and he's a tadpole.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Joke collaboration, we're nailing it, Dave. Did I ever tell you why I don't trust trees?
I actually didn't hear why you don't trust trees.
Oh, a deep-seated fear that I have and lack of trust in trees because, to be honest, they seem kind of shady.
Yeah, that's all right if we were in the heat wave, but since we're in the piss and rain wave...
I'm still going to take the applause. Studio audience, yeah, thank you, thank you.
Was I telling you about my uncle?
How's he keeping?
Well, he's not well. He's not well. He's having these terrible nightmares during the night about half-eaten bananas. My uncle. We think he's having a mid-fife crisis.
Yeah, genuine.
Genuine laugh in an isolation room. You can hear the reverb off the walls, which makes it all more sorrowsome.
Why, Dave? Why can't you hear a psychiatrist using the bathroom? Easy one, Fiona.
Oh... I don't know. I'm freezing here. Why can't you hear or see a psychiatrist?
Why can't you hear a psychiatrist using the bathroom?
I don't know.
Because the P is silent.
All right.
I told you. I did warn you.
Can I put you in a situation?
Oh, go on, yeah.
You're being chased by a lion. You're on a horse. And to the left of you is a giraffe. To the right of you is a unicorn. What do you do?
I mean, I would say panic, but I'm going to guess that's not the right answer.
No, get off the carousel and stop drinking.
For God's sake.
It's iRadio in the afternoon. Round two of the Punda game. Let's admit it to you. Round one. They're never extravagant. They're never brilliant. But round two, we try for redemption, don't we, Fionnuala?
We really do our best and we rely on your assistance. Cian from Newbridge is here, right?
Hi, Cian.
He is ready to come to our aid with a complete classic. What do you call a man with no shins?
Neela Sagam.
Tony. Cian, thank you. Thank you for coming to our rescue.
Haven't heard a Cavan man joke in a while. Hello, Gary. What's the difference between a Cavan man and a ghost?
Go on.
A ghost will give you a fright.
I mean, you know, we don't want to turn in to the Cavan slagging contingent on the Punta game. I will ask you, what is the best smelling insect?
I don't know what the best smelling insect is.
A deodorant. Genuine laugh from
Dave
Duke. I love it.
My lips went. I wasn't prepared for that. When we're on ants, what's the opposite of a cross ant?
A happy ant? I've no idea.
A happy uncle. Oh, you were so close. You were so close. Gormila Mahagat Lee. I'm sorry that Fionnuala came so close to getting your punchline correctly, but was just slightly off the mark.
Wrap it up from my side with this input from Anne-Marie, who asks, where do maths teachers go on holiday?
I don't know where maths teachers go on holiday.
Times Square. Anne Marie, thank you. Kian as well. Oh, you really lifted us out of the doldrums.
Ushing from Manhan goes, hashtag pun the game. My ex-girlfriend told me she'd take me back if I told her 10 puns, and she laughs at every single one of them. Unfortunately, no pun intended.
Oh, yes. And we really went for a lot of the classics today.
Oh, Sheena, I like that.
A lot of the classics made an appearance.
Can I give you one more?
Go on.
It's actually quite a sad story. A girl takes her big fat cat to the vet.
Right.
My cat is very fat, she says. All right, says the vet. I will have a look at him. The vet picks up the cat and examines its teeth. Then she looks at its eyes, into its ears. Finally, the vet turns to the girl and says, I'm so very sorry. I'm going to have to put your cat down. Oh no! No, why, says the girl. Is it because he's so fat? Yes, says the doctor. My arms are very tired.
Can I commend you on the dramatic reading and delivery of that punter game joke, Dave? Sublime.
And they lived happily ever after.
iRadio in the afternoon. With Dave and Tallulah. Hey! iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio. iRadio.